Think about someone coming over to your house. It could be someone you trust, like a sibling or parent. Or it could be someone who has some authority over you, a teacher, a police officer, even the president. Suppose they tell you to go over to the house next door and kill the family there. They might give you a reason, like the family is a threat to some people. We wouldn't think that you have sufficient justification in this case to go over there and kill the family. If you did do that, you would be doing something morally wrong. It takes a lot to make it morally okay for you to kill that family. If you thought that the morality of killing in war is no different than everyday life, then a soldier going over to another country to kill people, even other soldiers, on the orders of others, does not act morally okay just by following those orders.
A soldier should no longer think that it's okay to relegate the question of the justness of the war to political leaders. The sort of familiar view is that the justness of the war overall is the business of the state, and that combatants should just concern themselves with their individual actions, right? The revisionist view really says, look, it's not possible for you to fight well if you lack a just cause. And so it's not enough for combatants to just think about whether or not a particular offensive in which they might be engaged is just or unjust, because whether or not it meets the conditions of justness is going to depend on whether or not you have a good end that you're fighting for.